not, so nishba benaitel. The worker has the right to come and swear and take the money. Like we believe him, since this is the day for him to be paid, and if he says he knows for sure he wasn't paid, and the owner says he doesn't know, we believe him with a shrua. What about ovazman? Let's say the daytime or whatever the nighttime passed by when he was supposed to be paid, and he didn't complain, and then he first complains later. Then ain't a nishba benaitel. Then we do not trust him with a shrua. He cannot collect the money with a shrua. But what's going to be yim yesh edim shetovu bizmanoi? Let's say the worker has a proof as edim that bizmanoi, the day when he was supposed to receive his salary, he did go and ask from the balabos, and the balabos didn't pay him. So then hareza nishba v'naitel, then he has a right even later on to swear that he did not receive his payet, and therefore he could collect the money. These are one of the takanos rabbonin that's called a nishba v'naitel. Even though usually midiraisa says shvu is always lifter, so is a shvu apoitrim. Here there's a case. Is a shvua hamaitlin. Then the Mishnah says, "Ger toishev yesh by mishum biyomai biyomai titein schoroi." A ger toishev means a guy. Just he's mekabel upon himself not to be able to avoid the zora, but he's still a guy. So lachor is this pasuk of biyomai titein schoroi applies to him. That the balabos has to pay him back. The work, the owner has to pay him back his work that he did for him by daytime. Biyomai titein schoroi. But v'yein by mishum loisolin pula sachar itchad boika. Is not to chlal that posik of loisolin, don't leave the money, like don't wait till the next morning, that you have to pay him at night time. That posik does not apply, that lav does not apply to a guy. That lav only applies lachicha to your brother. Mor says, mani mas nisim. Who does our Mishnah go like? That makes a difference between the posik in the vorm applies even to a ger toshif, and the posik in vayikra does not apply to a ger toshif. So mani mas nisin, the churu loy tanakama de mechicha, not the tanakama how we dash on the posik of mechicha, for loy Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and not a kunid according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the way he dash on the posik of mechicha. Smor says, mahi, what's this machlokes of the posik from mechicha? Smor says, when the posik says mechicha, that's the posik in Devarim, when the posik says in Devarim Chav Dalid, that says loy sashoik, Sochir oni ve'ev yoin meyachecho, says the word meyachecho. So we dash him pratli achavim, that does not apply to a guy. The chur this posik of biyoimah titein scharoi only applies to a Jew. But then the posik says oimi gercho, so zer ger tzedek, that's a regular ger tzedek, regular Jew. Another a guy that became a Jew. Bisharecho, Hashem yatzcha bisharecho, zer oichu nevelis. That means even somebody, a michur means even a ger, that's oichu nevelis. So Gosset Rashi says, "Echsib b'shurecho lagerush et b'shurecho tetnenu v'yochlo." So the Chura, according to the Tanakam here, from this pasuk, we're marba even a guy. He's also in this parsha, so in the parsha of v'yoy meititin scharoi. So Mor says, "Ein liyela scharoi." We only know the pasuk of tib scharoi means a person is working for you. Minayin l'rabbi is behemah v'kelim. Even if behemah is a kelim, work for you. Talmulem it says in the pasuk, "Biyartzecho." Says. So from the word biatzecho, kol shebatzecho, anything that's in your land, the kulam and all of them, ayvrim the chol hashemus alalu, where all of them, whether he's a ger tzedek or whether he's a ger toshiv, whether you know he's a guy, still they're over all these lavim. The kanama from here was said echot zchirodom yechot zchir heimav yechot zchir kelim yesh ba mishum biyoyim atitin zchoroi. It is in this pashir biyoyim atitin zchoroi that you have to pay him by day, and yesh ba mishum ba tolin pal pulas asachir, you can't hold back the money and pay him by morning. So that's the tanakama. That from this postik of Bisharecha would be Moisef, even a Ger Toshev, even a guy. Rabbi Yosef, who do I know? Ger Toshev, yesh by Mishum biyomai titein schoroi, v'yein by Mishum loisolin, it's not Bechlal loisolin. He says, a Ger Toshev tak is Bechlal this postik biyomai titein schoroi, but it's not Bechlal batolin. And behem of a kelim ain behem, ele Mishum bal sashik bavad. And Behem of the Kalim is not Bechlal all the Lavim, they're only Bechlal Basashik Bavad. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So if so, the Kasher is money. Who does our Mishnah go like? E Tanakama de Mechecho, if it goes according to the Tanakama of Mechecho, Kasher Ger Toshev. Then according to the Tanakama, there's a Rebu that Ger Toshev is Bechlal all these Lavim. And our Mishnah says no, well, Ger Toshev is only Bechlal one Lav, and not Bechlal Baal Tolin. So who can go according to the Tanakama? And E Rabbi Yosi, if it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, then Kasher Behemah v'Kelim. Our Mishnah seems to say all the Lavim applies both by Kelim and by Behemah, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't apply all the Lavim by Behemah v'Kelim. So, who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemara in says, my Rav says, I'll tell you, hi Tano, the Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah goes according to this Tano of Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, who? The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, he learns like this. Echod Sachar Adam, whether you hired a man to work for you. V'yechot Sachar Behem, whether you hired an animal to work for you. V'yechot Sachar Kelim, whether you just rented Kelim. Yesh by Mishum B'yayim, what he tains Charoi, or Mishum Lai Solin, that both the Lavim, all the Lavim apply, whether it's Kelim, or whether it's Adam, whether it's a Behemoth, all the Lavim apply. But Rabbi Shmuel also says, Ger Toishev, what's going to be about this Ger that's still a guy? He's only Mekabel, not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Shno Yesh, Yesh by Mishum B'yayma Titein Tzcharoi. This Pasuk in Devarim, B'yayma Titein Tzcharoi applies to a Ger Toishev. But V'yayim by Mishum Ba'al Tolin. But from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Ba'al Solin, Ad Boiker, there it doesn't apply. That you have to pay it back by night time, there it doesn't apply. So that's like our Mishnah says. So now the Gemara explains. My time with the Tanakama, what's pshat from the Tanakama, why does he say Ger Toishev applies all over? So I'll tell you the Miachecho, my time with the Tanakama, the Miachecho, because Goma, Schir, says the word Schir here in the Pasuk of Miachecho, B'yoyim Atitein Tzcharoi, it says the word Schir in Loisolin, so if it learns that one from the other, just like here in the Vorm, it's talking about even about a Ger Toishev, who at the end of the Pasuk in Vayikra is also talking about a Ger Toishev. Therefore, it applies to both Latin apply to a Ger Toishev. For Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yuda, Loi Goma Sochis Sochir. No, he doesn't make this Gzerish of a Sochis Sochir. So, where it says the Pasik Vesherecha to be marb even a Ger Toishev by Biyai Metitain Tzchorah, that he agrees. From the Pasik in Vayikra of Loi Solin, there he holds it does not apply to a Ger Toishev. Tzchumar says, if so, Nihi de Loi Goma Sochis Sochir. True, he does not make this Gzerish of a. If so, Behemah Vekela Mishim Biyai Metitain Tzchorah, Nami Nechayiv. If so, why does he say like there's no lavim at all by the Behemah V'Kelim? Why not? Look, even if you don't make the Gzeres Shava, if Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't make the Gzeres Shava, but still, Behemah V'Kelim should be V'Klal, B'yoy Matitin Tzcharoi. Gemara says, Nihi, Namin Chayim, Gemara says, Toni Rabbi Chanina, Omar Kroda Posek says, V'loy Sova Yolo HaShemesh, Ki Yonihu. That the Posek right away then the Verm says that Peach will give it back because he's a Noni. So he dashes like this, Mishu boyin l'dayanius the yashirus. Who is in this parsha of these lavim? Only a person that could become poor, could become rich. Yotze behem of a kelim, but it goes out behem or kelim. Sheinim boyin l'dayanius v'ashirus. But them it does not apply this klal of anoni v'ashirus. They can't come l'dayanius v'ashirus. It does not apply to them. What does the Tanakama do with the Pasuk on? He's like, what do you need it for? So when it says, me boyle, we need it, lahak demoni liyosher, yes. That they said, let's say you have two people working for you. One was rich and one was poor. Now, who do you have to pay back first? The Pasuk is teaching us you have to pay back the oni first. So that's why it says the word oni. Not to be malama to teach us that it only applies to a person that could become poor, could become rich, not to an animal. No, it's not the drasha. But it says of Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, who b'loy sashek schir oni ve'evyon nafka. There's another posik, not to hold back the pay of an oni ve'evyon. So from that I know that an oni comes before an asher. So Gemara says, v'tanakama, he also knows you need both psukim. I'll tell you, v'tanakama learns, chad lahak demoni liyosher. True. When it says oni first in Devarim, when it says loy sovi olav Hashemesh ki oni hu, that's coming to teach us that you have to pay back the poor man before you pay back the rich man. So what do we do with the pasuk? The other pasuk is saying that Mulesashik Schir Oni Vevyoin, Fakad Lahaktim Oni Levyoin. You know we have these two types of people, one's an Oni and one's an Evyoin. You have to pay back the Oni first. Now an Oni is a person that he's poor, but he doesn't go around begging money from other people. An Evyoin is the pshat is that he desires, he wants a lot of things, he's Oyev, he wants a lot of things, and he goes around begging for it. So these two people, an Oni or an Evyoin, the Pasuk is teaching us you're supposed to give it to the Oni first and then pay back to the Evyoin. All right, a turnover.
Mara says, let's read it. We need these like the both drushes.
The Yashmin and Evyon, if it says only with the word Evyon, if it was just only the Evyon, Mishum Deloy Kostad Le Mitzvah. You know why? Because an Evyon is a person that goes around and asks people for money. So he's not embarrassed to ask. So therefore, maybe that's how you understand why the Yoni goes first, over an Evyon. Because he's not embarrassed to ask. Ah, well, Osher, but a rich man, a poor man or a rich man, the Kostad Le Mitzvah, he's also embarrassed to ask. So, Emeloi, maybe then, don't worry about the Yoni, but pay back the Yosher first, otherwise he'll be embarrassed to ask for the money. So, if I need a person to teach me now, even between an Oni and an Osher, you give the money back to the Oni first. Now, the Yashmin and Osher, if we'll just say between an Oni and an Osher, Vishum Dalai Tzorachle, you know why you give back to the Yoni first? Because he doesn't need the money. You know why you give the Oni before the Yosher? Because the Yosher doesn't need the money. True, he deserves it, but I mean, we can understand why he gives the poor man first, because he needs the money more than the Yosher. Therefore, we have to give him the money first. Avol Evyoin, but I'll tell you, a poor man, an Evyoin, that has a desire for a lot of things, that Tzorachle, he needs the money, he also doesn't have to say what he needs. Eimaloi, maybe then you should not give it to an Oni first, but give it to the Evyoin, to give it to the Evyoin first. Tzricha, that's why I need two psukim here, Oni and Evyoin, to teach me that an Oni goes before an Asher, and an Oni goes before an Evyoin. Alimor says, Vatanididan, but let's see. Awatano Manashach. Like what does he hold? Iyalev Sochi Sochir, if he holds an Xerishov is Sochi Sochir, if Sofilo Gertoshiv Nami, even about Solin, Gertoshiv should be over. It should be in the Pasha. Because it's Xerishov is Sochi Sochir. Ilo Yalev Sochi Sochir, he does not make Xerishov is Sochi Sochir, he doesn't learn out the Pashas. So the aim of the Kalim in Olay. How does he know to say even the aim of the Kalim is also over these in Yonim? Maybe only in Odom and not the Behemoth of the Kalim. Samar says, the Erlum really, I tell you, lo yalef socha socha. No, he does not make this gzera shofa. Therefore, only in the parash in Devorim, there which says the word, b'sherecha b'yei matitein scharoi, there it applies to a ger toshif. But the pasuk in Vayikra b'altolin does not apply to a ger toshif. So how does he know to say, by Behemoth and Kalim it also applies? V'shani yosun v'yomakro, v'loi solin pulas socha ritcha, ad boiker. Mashma kol shepulosa itcha. Any type of a work that you have to pay for, you have to pay it back. So even in the parasha of Vayikra itself, there's a mashmois that the lav there of Solon applies even to a behema and to kelim. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, afilu ger toshev nami. If so, why don't you say even a ger toshev also, let's say, should also apply to mashma kol pulos, any type of a work. So even the work of a ger toshev also. So why do you say in the parasha of Kedoshim, the Loiselon does not apply to a Ger Toshif? So Makro, I'll tell you, our Mishnah holds, the Pasuk says, Reyacho. It says, the Pasuk starts off, Loisashoik es Reyacho. But since it says, Reyacho, but Loi Ger Toshif. Maskashi, Hoch, if so, make the drush afilu bang of the Kalim Nami? Maybe it means Reyach, only your friend, and not Behemoth and Kalim. So maybe it comes from Amayat, Behemoth and Kalim also is not this Pasha about Olin. Mark says, no, Hoksiv Itcho. But it says, like I said, Pulas Sochir Itcho. Mashma, any type of a work that's done by you. So Mark says, good, but again, Ma Royat Barabbis Behemoth and Kalim, Lohitze Ger Toshev. Who told you to include Behemoth and Kalim and to exclude a Ger Toshev? So Mark says, Mistavra Behemoth and Kalim, Hevelel Arabbis. No, it's Mistavra in this Pasha and Kedoshim of Loisolin. Pulas Socher Itchad Boikritz Mistavra that it's be Marbe including by Behemoth and Kalim. Why? Shekein Yeshna Mechlam Mom Reyecha. Because it could still be who owns the animal, who owns the Kalim, a Reyecha. So it's Bechlal the whole Pasuk of Reyecha. Mashenkin Ger Toshev Einoi Bechlal Mom Reyecha. But the Pasha of a Ger Toshev Bechlal is not Bechlal or Reyecha. I mean, the Ger Toshev is not the Chal Reyacha. That's why, since the Pasuk says Reyacha, it has to be Mamayat, like take out the Ger Toshev. If our Mishnah holds, then this Pasha of Lois Solon does not pertain to a Ger Toshev. Now, but Tanakama, the Miyachecha for the Markasha, the Tanakama before of this Joshua of Miyachecha, that he darshans yes, like he makes Gzer Shavasach Asach, let's say, or he holds that the Pasha applies to Ger Toshev, even in Vayikra also, he is suffering the Gemara, Hai Reyacha, my Ovidle. What does he do with the Pasuk says clearly here, Lois Sashakes Reyacha? So where it says, Umiboyle, look at the Tanya, like we learned. Reyacha Vloy Amaleki. That's what comes from Amayit. Not Amaleki. Amaleki, there's no need to pay him back. For the Gemara, Amaleki, Meyachicha Nafka. No, from the other part, it's Meyachicha. That's not a Maleki. That's called a complete Goy. No, he's not even a Ger Toshif. He's not Makabas, Lelabra Avodah Zorah. He's Avodah Avodah Zorah. So that I know from the post, it's Meyachicha. That's what Meyachicha is telling me. Meyachicha now is coming out, he's telling us Prat Lachera means a Goy that's Avodah Avodah Zorah. Just that, from the word Vishurecha will be Marba that a Ger Toshif. That's not Avodah Avodah Zorah. He is not Avid. He's not over the Avodah Zarah. He's the cloud that's Pashas. So how could you tell me that Achecha, that Ruyacha comes from Amayit Amaleki? Amaleki, I know from the word Miachecha. So Gemara says, Chod Lemishka, Chod Lemishka Oiskoi, Chod Lemishka Gezloi. One's the case of time with working by you, that you're not over the Baal, about Sashik, and one's not over the Sigzol. These two lessons do not apply if the worker wasn't Amaleki. The Gemara says, Otsrich, I need both. The Yashmin and Gzeilo, you can't steal it. Mishund le Torach Bey. It didn't work that hard. Mashenkin Avaleshkoi, the Torach, Gabei. But if it worked for you, then he worked very hard. Notice where he worked for you, maybe then you should pay him back. So Rana says, I'm a lie. Now, the Yashmin Leishkoi, Mishund le Yosli Yodei. He worked for you, but he never got the money yet, so maybe they're allowed to hold it back. Avaleshkoi, to Mamish go, like Rashi says, Gzeilo Mamish, to go and steal from him. To Yos. Avagzelo, the Yosli Yodet, he has it already. Hey, Maloy, maybe then you're not allowed to steal from him? Tzricha. Skis, that says Gemara here, that even from Amaleki, you're allowed to steal. So, Aloch, I'm not sure about clearly exactly how far this heti goes, but I'm not sure. I didn't look it up yet. Right. We have Yosef Yehuda, Hailoi Solen, Pula Sochi, Ritcho, Advoike, Mayovale. What does Yosef Yehuda to do with this? Like, he's the one that says the difference. In other words, the Kashu is like, how come he still holds that a Behem and Kalim doesn't apply this love? Even though he doesn't make the Gzeirah Shavah Sakhir, but we just said, our Tana holds that from this Pasuk,